The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was wearing one today. Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner, is going to tell us what a shamrock poppy is.
So this is essentially a lapel pin, Matt, which has a shamrock lying underneath and then a poppy on top of it, and it's a pin that has been designed and created to commemorate the Irish in World War One, the 260,000 men who fought and the 30,000 odd who died in the Great War.
When was it designed and by who?
It was designed as part of the British Legion in Ireland, and it's designed as a fundraiser essentially to fund their commemorations, their various statues, and you know, and also, you know, to kind of help you know, commemorate and keep the memory alive of those who fought in the Great War. Now, obviously, those of us who have studied history remember that a huge number of Irish people joined up to the British Army in the hope that they would forward the cause of Irish Home Rule. You know, there wasn't just quite a kind of a believing in the great cause. There was obviously a kind of a selfish Irish angle to a lot of people signing up. The wearing of the lapel has drawn some criticism online today, you know, basically saying that this is essentially a sellout and that Leo Varadkar is doing, you know, is selling out the Irish cause and that, you know, he's essentially just cozying up to the British. It hasn't made that many, it hasn't made much waves politically. Like, there was no sort of recriminations on the Dáil chamber floor. There certainly hasn't been any sort of...
Are you allowed to wear symbols and lapels
yes,
like that in the
Dáil? Yes, you can't wear party, like specific party, like you couldn't wear a Fianna Fáil pin or a Fine Gael pin in the Dáil chamber, but you are allowed. The Cairn Corridor, the current Cairn Corridor seems to be a little looser in its adoption of the rules. Therefore, you know, you may remember that TDs you know, were able to wear repeal t-shirts in the Dáil without sanction, and you know, essentially, so the non-party political slogans are deemed okay, and that obviously falls into this falls into that category.
Listener says, can you ask why it was that the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence Leo Varadkar was not wearing a fuchsia badge which supports homeless Defence Force veterans instead of wearing a shamrock poppy which supports British Army veterans? This is signed by a disgruntled serving 28 years Defence Force member who supports his veterans.
Yeah, I mean, the point being made coming from Leo Varadkar's office today and those others in Fine Gael who promote the wearing of poppies. So, yeah, it's right to remember those Irish who lost their lives and gave their lives in the cause. And also as well, I think, you know, what they, you know, are trying to do is, we are in, I suppose, a uniquely new phase of relations between Ireland and Britain. You know, their relations are pretty good and are obviously needed given the current impasse in Northern Ireland at the moment. But, you know, Leo Varadkar's spokesperson speaking to me within the last hour or so said it's appropriate, we're coming up to the 11th.
Well, because Garrison Armagh says this is more poppy fascism. The poppy is for Commonwealth countries which we're not part of. Our day of commemoration is in July.
Yeah, but again, I think the Taoiseach's office felt, given that the anniversary of the, you know, the Memorial Sunday is Sunday coming, the 11th, it's appropriate to wear it at this time. I asked whether or not he's going to wear it all week, and the Taoiseach spokesperson basically said it's up to himself, he picks and chooses, and you know, so it remains to be seen whether he decides to wear it again.
You're better at the history than me. I visited Passion Dell in November 2013. Dozens of graves of soldiers from Cork, Limerick and Dublin. Why shouldn't we remember these Irishmen who went on from the rallying call from John Redmond, says John in Limerick.
And again, the point being made is that, you know, as I said to you, like the reasons for why so many joined the British Army wasn't exclusively just because they believed in the cause of defeating Germany. There was a belief that by getting involved and signing up, that they were helping the cause of Home Rule, which have obviously been delayed and delayed and delayed. But also as well, Matt, you know, I was speaking to Neil Richmond, the Fine Gael senator, who's an advocate, and I said, you know, is there much heat or is there much aggression? And he kind of goes, well, he said he has been the subject to quite vile abuse in recent weeks over the promoting of wearing of a poppy. And we obviously saw a sad incident in Sligo where a commemoration statue was defaced and destroyed. So obviously that the funds raised by this poppy lapel will go towards replacing that and kind of keeping up those sort of commemoration.
Okay,
memorials.
Just a couple of more comments to finish. Stephen and Ballina Clash says, I've been wearing the Irish poppy with pride for a number of years. In fact, this Friday is the centenary of the U-52 surfacing in the Irish Sea, shelling the SV Lapwing, which resulted in the death of my great-grandfather and two of his sons, great-grandfather. And another one says, Leo Varadkar should be ashamed of himself wearing a poppy. Don't forget the bloodstained poppy represents what the British Army have done in the North, plus all over the world. Don't forget the 14th innocent souls from Bloody Sunday in January 1972, which you see the British Prime Minister wearing an Easter lily.
Well, again, the point has been made, you know, compare Leo Varadkar's decision to wear the poppy to James McLean, the West Brom footballer, you know, long-standing policy of not wearing the poppy and the abuse.
And he got dog abuse at the weekend. And the BBC, a match of the day, failed to show it.
Yeah, and I saw he was critical of the BBC on Twitter for not doing so. I mean, each to their own, Matt. I do think, you know, bottom line is that there are significant numbers of people who have relations who fought in the First World War, who lost their lives in the First World War, and I think it's important that they be commemorated. I don't necessarily think, to my mind, that, you know, Leo Varadkar wearing a poppy is essentially a two fingers to those you know, who believe in the Irish cause.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.